Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This is Mentoring Month, so I'm pleased to welcome to the program Julie Farrell, Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters, Northwest Virginia. Welcome to the show, Julie. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Always love to talk about mentoring.
Well, let's start with the mission of Big Brothers Big Sisters and how long the organization has been operating in this area.
We've been here since 1973, believe it or not, and still doing one-to-one mentoring. We have kids that live in Winchester City, Frederick, and Clark counties that mostly are living with a single parent or grandparents or other family members. We have kids that come in the program who are in foster care, but they come into the program between 6 and 12, and then they can stay till they're 18 so that the volunteer can have a huge impact in their life. And many of the boys in our program don't have their dads or maybe any male role model in their life. And the girls may have, often they're living with their moms, but they just need an extra person to hang out with a couple hours a week, help and just be a good role model. And a lot of the parents are working a job or two and have multiple kids. And if you're a single parent, it's kind of tough to give all your kids everything that you need and keep the house warm and the lights on and all of that stuff. So, yeah, it's been going on, and we have helped, I don't know how many countless, hundreds of kids with thousands of volunteers since 1973.
Let's talk a little more about that commitment if you want to become a big. You mentioned the time a little bit. What is the time commitment as far as helping out?
Really only ask for 2 or 3 hours a week, once a week, and that can be on the weekends. It could be after school or an evening. We have a once a week after school program called Big Time, and that's where the matches, so a match is a big and a little, and so the bigs pick up their little at the little's home and bring them over to the Youth Development Center, and they spend time doing some reading and other academic work, then get to have some free play. We, as a group, they'll do games and crafts, and we'll do some STEM work, and then always have dinner. Sometimes it's pizza from CCU, sometimes it's sandwiches from Chick-fil-A, and then at least a couple times a month, the group makes a dinner. So it's a great life skill building thing. We do some different activities where they'll go on some different small field trips to places around town. And so that's one of our programs that we really are looking to expand on. And is it great for the first school year that you're matched with somebody? And you can actually join any time of the year, but it helps the big and the little kind of settle into a nice routine. It is only a couple hours, say three if you do the travel time back and forth to the home. And it's programmed for you. Our staff is there. We've seen huge results, especially for the children who really need some academic support, reading. For an extra 20 or 30 minutes, even once a week, is a huge improvement. So that's one of the things that we're actively recruiting men, particularly for, because we have a lot of boys on our wait list, and obviously women as well. But the requirements to be a big, you have to be 18, you have to own a car or have regular transportation, pass the background checks, we do interviews, we do a lot of training, and then really have that ability to do a once-a-week commitment to really hanging out with that child. And outside of the big-time program, we call that community-based mentoring, and the bigs and the families arrange a time once a week. Sometimes it's Saturday morning. We have one big brother who, with his little, they would do what they call the hour of power, and that was 1 hour where they worked on homework for the week or like more reading or social studies or something that was school-related that particular little brother needed help with. And then they would go play soccer, they'd do basketball, they'd get ice cream. And they spend now, because they've been matched for 4 or 5 years, more of the day together, like 3 or 4 hours, 6 hours sometimes if they're going to some event. But it really only is a 2 to 3 hours what we request. And we ask for a 1-year commitment. That's the other thing.
So you don't have to do anything extravagant. You don't have to take them to amusement parks or anything like that. You've got the built-in stuff with the after-school big-time program, and then, you know, go to the park, help them with homework. It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Correct. And we actually prefer, and we train this way in our orientation, the pre-med training, that you don't spend lots of money on the kids, because then that's not what the relationship is about. It's about developing a healthy relationship with a mentor and a role model and doing regular things. And many of the kids, because they don't have maybe same gender parent in their life, that part's really important to build confidence and help them with socio-emotional things that will build into that child. And who as a kid doesn't love the idea of, I have this one adult who's here just to see me, right? And do fun things. So it doesn't have to be a movie every week, you know, just hanging out and doing some basic things. I know our big brothers particularly have been really ingenious, and they're about to change the oil in their car. They might wait to do it with their little, so that's a, you know, kind of a male bonding and an educational life skill kind of thing. And I know we've had both brothers and big sisters take their littles to the store because they're going to go shopping because they want to do a meal together. And so they learn to budget and they learn about cooking and math and all the things that go with it. So it's funny how just regular day-to-day activities that don't cost much, if anything, has a huge impact even on academics, where nobody thinks they're learning, right? You know, you're making cookies, but you're reading and you're doing math because you have to figure out the recipe, and nobody thinks of making cookies as an educational experience, but it impacts the kids that way.
I'm Robert Allen, talking with Big Brothers Big Sisters Northwest Virginia Executive Director Julie Farrell. Well, are there any other volunteer opportunities besides being a big?
We do have a number of times throughout the year when we have needs for volunteers. Our Bowl for Kids Sake is one of our fundraisers. Most of these are circled around fundraising events where we just need some extra hands to help. We love to have members of the community who would come in and do some programming for big time or for other things. Like, we try and provide activities for the matches that are not at that after school program as well, once a quarter. If there are people in the community who have a skill set or like to teach and do this in their spare time, like, say, knitting, for example, just off the top of my head, that's like stuff that we would love to encourage the community and people to come in and volunteer. And that's like a couple hours at one time kind of experience. We do have a board. We have committees to serve on and things like that. So we do encourage people, and we love to have different volunteers come and help us with whatever their skill sets are. So I encourage people to reach out to us and do that.
Yeah, and you mentioned Bowling for Kids' Sake. That's coming up, what, in March?
It is in March. We actually have 2 days that we do it. It's March 22nd is a Thursday evening, and then we have our traditional Saturday. Thursday night, we call that the Happy Hour Bowl, so it's a little bit more adult-focused. We have lots of music. We did karaoke 1 year, along with the bowling and stuff. So that's a little a new one for us for the last 2 or 3 years. And then Saturday afternoon, we have 2 different sections where, like, 1 to 3 and then 3:30 to 5:30, where you can sign up to bowl. And it's a great time. This is actually the 25th year of that event. So we're pretty excited to have that going on again. And every year has a little bit different flavor, but it's been super successful over the course of the years. And we encourage people to come out to either volunteer and help for us or come out and bowl.
People want more information, not only about Bowls for Kids' Sake and other events, but just Big Brothers Big Sisters in general. Where should they go?
We have a Facebook page, and they could just Google Big Brothers Big Sisters in Winchester, or the website is also full of lots of information. That is bbsnwva.org. If you just Google Big Brothers Big Sisters Winchester, the website will pop up. It's chock full of information, and people can apply to be a big there. There's information about the events, all kinds of stuff on there, and lots of cool pictures of bigs and littles as well.
You can also donate through the website as well.
Yes, Absolutely.
Just out of time here, but I do want to ask you, you mentioned earlier about a waiting list. How much need is there locally? Are there a lot of kids waiting to join the program?
We do. We have anywhere between 15 and 25 boys and girls, primarily boys. There's more boys than girls on that list. So we really are focused on recruiting men just to take those boys off the wait list. And really, it's a great activity, not a lot of time or money. And it's National Mentoring Month. And it's a great way to start out a new year, helping a child really achieve his potential.
And you guys have the training. You take care of everything. You just need somebody who's willing to put the time in.
That's correct. And we don't just match somebody and send them off and go do things. We follow up every month with a regular coaching call, and we talk to always the big, and then we alternate between the parent or guardian and the child. And we regularly have stuff going on, like I said. So there's a lot of interaction with the staff. You can connect with other bigs who have been doing the mentoring for a number of years. We provide a lot of different resources so that it shouldn't be scary, right? It's a lot of fun and not a lot of time and has huge impact. And I would also say that the bigs will tell you their lives have been changed for the better as well. And who doesn't like to be able to go out and play? Like, oh, sorry, I'm required to go play now for 2 or 3 hours every week. It keeps us all young.
We're out of time for this week. Julie Farrell with Big Brothers Big Sisters Northwest Virginia. Thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Really glad to be here.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.